My goodness, after all that, you'd expect Donald Trump, wouldn't you? Let us pray, please. Dear Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. Amen. I'm going to take my glasses off to read. Our scripture this morning is Matthew 14:23-33. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. This was the disciples out in the boat on the Sea of Galilee, in case we don't remember. And when the disciples saw him, now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." See, Peter doubted even then that it was Jesus. So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Amen. The subject this morning of my message is "You Too Can Walk on Water." After repeatedly listening to Jesus preach, seeing him heal the sick and crippled, and seeing him that very day feed the 5,000, the disciples were well aware of Jesus' powers. The multitudes who had only heard of him had the faith to seek him out to be healed and have demons cast out. They had never even laid eyes on the man. They had never seen him. Would you put your faith in somebody whom you've never seen? Even the demons knew of him and feared his powers. When he cast the legion of demons out of the possessed man, the demons begged him not to command them to go into the abyss. They knew what was waiting for them there. They had been there before. They begged him to commit them to a nearby herd of swine, which he did, and the swine ran into the lake and drowned. However, it didn't get rid of those demons. It only misplaced them. Each time Jesus approached, the demons cried out to him. Jesus was a man who could perform miracles and inspire faith, not just among those who knew him, but among all who had heard of him. There were so many that came to him that had only heard by word of mouth what he was like. He was a man with a purpose. He had much work to accomplish for his Father and very little time to accomplish it. So his faith in God, the Father, had to be shared quickly and emphatically. His whole focus was on faith. There had been other men of faith. We know about the men of faith and what they had accomplished. Abraham, Moses, Daniel, John the Baptist. And Jesus expected his disciples and the people he touched to have faith in him and in God the Father. Amen. But besides telling parables Jesus lived the parables. We know the story of the disciples in the boat on a stormy sea. They were very afraid, but saw Jesus walking across the water. When they cried out to him, he called to them and calmed the waters. But Peter doubted it. He doubted that it was Jesus, and he wanted to be commanded to walk on the water. He wanted to be told that he could do this because he did not have the faith himself. But he thought that if Jesus commanded him to walk on the water, that would provide him with the ability to do what Jesus was doing. When he stepped out of the boat, he was indeed able to walk on the water. He started walking across the water, but then he lost his faith and became afraid. Then he began to sink and cried out for help. How many times do we do that? As long as he was focused on Jesus, he was safe. As long as his main focus was Jesus, and he disregarded everything that was going on around him, he was safe. When his focus shifted to the boisterous water around him, that's when he lost his focus, he lost his faith, and he became afraid. And what happened then? He started to sink. He was no longer walking on the water. He lost his faith and started to sink. How many times has that happened to us? We attempt things with our faith and focus on God. Then we become distracted, lose our focus, and lose our faith. We start to think that we can do it ourselves, or maybe it can't be done, or maybe it'll get done by somebody else. We lose our focus and we lose our faith. That is when we start to sink. Isaiah 57:13 says, "He that putteth his trust in me shall possess the land and shall inherit my holy mountain." Jesus said, faith can move mountains. He also told us, what things you desire, believe that you will receive them, and you shall have them. Believe that you will receive them, and you shall have them. Matthew 21:22 and Mark 11:24 tell us that Jesus said, "Your faith has made you whole." Jesus said, "Whosoever believeth in me shall have eternal life." That's even better than praying for things, isn't it? That's where our focus and our faith needs to be. There's a story about a preacher that was stopped by a police officer one evening, sort of late, and he had been having a little party with some of his friends. And the police officer said, "Sir, have you been drinking?" He says, "No, I haven't had anything to drink. All I've had to drink is water." And the police officer said, "Well, I distinctly smell the odor of an alcoholic beverage." He says, "What is that wine bottle rolling around in the floor of your car?" Preacher says, "Good Lord, he's done it again." Where do we lose our faith? When? How often? Does our stormy sea frighten us so that we lose our focus and our faith? And we have some stormy seas. We have all kinds of stormy seas that we have to go through. Would you dare even get out of the boat and try to walk on the water with some of the stormy seas that we have had to contend with? in our lifetimes. We're in the middle of such a stormy sea right now, our country and our politics, that I would be scared to death to get out of that boat and try to walk on water. I try to have faith, but that calls for a lot of faith. I try to have a focus, but that calls for a great, great, great deal of focus. I don't know, with some of the things that we have to contend with in our lives, I don't know that I have the faith to contend with them. I pray every day for faith and for grace, and I still feel incompetent. I know that God will bless me and God will give me faith when the time comes and God will pull me through. But when I lose that focus, that's when I start to worry. And when I lose that faith, that's when things start to look impossible. The Bible is full of miracles, from the creation in Genesis to Revelation. Just full of miracles. There are miracles on just about every page of the Bible. And we read about all those miracles. But do we believe them or not? Do we believe them or not? Can we believe the Bible? Can we have faith in God's Word? Can we have faith that Jesus will calm our stormy waters? There is so much mistrust in the world today that we forget that we can trust in God. Sometimes God gets shuffled around and put in the list of things to do, like everything else in our lives. Do we forget that we can trust God? That God is the one that can help us make those decisions and help us have the faith and the courage to carry through with them. Put our God on a level above all else. Put your God at the top of your to-do list. Put your God on the very top of things that you need to accomplish and things that you need to consider and things that you need to focus on. We forget to whom we're talking. We forget that it's God that we're talking to. We must stay focused on God. We must keep our faith in God. He knows that we'll occasionally lose our focus and fall, just as Jesus knew with Peter. But he holds his hand out to us and calms our stormy seas if we ask him and let him see our faith in him. But we have to have the faith to ask. We have to show him that we trust him enough that we will ask him to help us. Would you ask that neighbor down the street he had been out here cutting a tree yesterday, day before yesterday. And would he go down the street and ask this 87-year-old lady to come and help him cut that tree down? That would be having a lot of faith. But God didn't put limits on his faith. He didn't say, I'm going to make so-and-so do this or that or the other thing. He just brought Don around the corner and satisfied his focus on God and satisfied the need. Because you were wondering, right, how am I going to do this? So that's all we need to do. We don't have to ask, may I please have? We don't have to ask, can I do this? We don't have to ask specific questions. He just let God know that he needed help. And so here comes Don. Don Superman. He came to help take that tree limb down. So he didn't ask for specific names. He just let the Lord know that he needed help. And God sent his help. He knows that he can hold his hand out. He can hold his hand out to us. And as long as we focus on him, and as long as we ask with faith and with focus, that he will satisfy us, and he will calm our stormy seas, and he will prove our own faith to us. I have a book here that I bought several years ago. It's When God Winks at You, and it's by Squire Rushnell. And it is such a good book. It tells so many little short stories about people who have had faith in God and how God has answered their prayers just like he did with the tree limb. And if you have a chance to read this book, it is an excellent little book. It's funny and it's sad, and it's really a good reference to when God winks at you. And he does. And he makes our world a pleasure, and he makes our world funny, and he makes our world happy, and he makes our world all kinds of things. You cannot look at a platypus without laughing. And stand a platypus beside an anteater, and that's the funniest thing you ever saw. God has a sense of humor, and God helps us laugh and be happy. If we preface our prayers with, "I know you're going to say no, but," how many times have you ever said that to your mom and daddy? You knew you were going to get a no answer. Once in a great while, they'd surprise you and say yes, but most of the time, you were right. If you asked like that, then they said no. What kind of a question is that for God? What kind of answer would you expect from God? Faith is the prerequisite. Know that ye shall receive. We must keep our focus on God. We must keep our faith strong. Remember the song, "God Will Take Care of You"? Through every day, in every way, God will take care of you. That's an old Methodist song. I know my husband will swear it's Baptist, but it's an old Methodist song. As a church, we have to focus together, and we have to have faith together. And that faith means so much. That faith is what answers our prayers. That faith is what makes God say yes to us instead of no. If you ask him, "I know you're going to say no, but," then that's exactly what he'll say. He'll go true to form, just like any father. But if we have faith that our questions are going to be answered and our supplications be satisfied in a way that we can accept and in a way that the Father wants us to, we have to ask him with the knowledge that our requests are going to be answered one way or the other. They may not be answered exactly the way we want them to, but they will be answered. God will answer us. My faith, with all of your faith, is the faith of, 40? 40 people. God hears one request for a miracle, but he hears it in the voice of 40. With one focus and one faith. That's why we can perform miracles, and we have in this church. We don't see them as miracles, but healings. We have had healings. We have had all kinds of blessings in this church because we asked with faith, we asked with focus, and we asked as one voice. And God has granted us so many miracles. Reach out. Focus. Have faith. Then ask. You have to ask, believing that you will receive. Then, and only then, can you walk on water.